Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
Some of the most successful people in the world are the ones who've had the most failures. J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter. Her first Harry Potter book was rejected 12 times before it was finally published. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. He lost hundreds of games and missed thousands of shots during his career. But he once said, "I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." These people succeeded because they understood that you can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you. You have to let them show you what to do differently the next time.
Is failure going to break you, or is failure going to make you? You get to decide. Failure doesn't. We all fail. We just didn't stay down. It took me 12 years to get a four-year degree. 12 years, but I got it. And then I got a master's degree, and then I got a PhD. And it took me 8 years to get the PhD, but guess what? On all my certificates, none of them say how long it took. This is the one. Mindset is everything. It all starts with how you think. Do you know there was a time that I could never be a multimillionaire, and I couldn't be a multimillionaire because I grew up in Detroit, Michigan? And everybody in Detroit told me, they said to me, "Eric, if you're gonna be accepted, if you're gonna be affirmed, you finish high school and you get a job with Ford, GM, or Chrysler." That was it. I'm telling you, you from Detroit, you come home and say, "Ma, I got a job." "Where?" "Chrysler." "Where?" "The plant." "Give me a kiss, son. I love you." I started working with the Bob Proctors of the world. I'll never forget. I was with Bob Proctor in San Diego. I was speaking, and Bob pulled me to the side. He's like, "Hey, how much you charge?" I was like, "Whoa, I don't even know you like that." I was like, "It's my first time meeting. You got to get real into me." Like, "You want to know how much I'm making?" He's like, "Well, you know, like per engagement." I was like, "I don't know, like 5-10. He's like, $5-10 grand. I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "You should be charging at least 20,000. I was like, "20,000? He was like, "Yeah, he's at 20,000. I was like, "Okay." Went home, called my agent, 20,000. My agent was also from Detroit and was a part of a working class where you get hourly wages. And we've never seen $20,000 at one time. And so when she would say 20, they wouldn't give it to her because she didn't say it. "How much does he charge?" So she would say 20. They'd say 12. "Yeah, 12 it is. Bingo, 12. I'm like, "What did they say?" "They said 12. I was like, "Okay." I remember, a couple times I got 20. I was like, "Man, 20. So I saw Bob Proctor again. He's like, "How much you charge?" I said, "20. He said, "You only charging $20,000? I said, "You told me $20,000. He said, "No, I didn't. I told you at least $20,000. When I say 75 to 100, now I promise you, I say it like it's a steal. Why? Because I know what I'm capable of. Watch this. I went from a worker's mindset to a thinker's mindset to a planning mindset. Oh, you missed what I just said. I don't go hourly no more. I understand when I finish doing what I'm doing, your people are going to work in a way that they've never worked before, and it's going to come back millions fold to you. And then I also know I'm bringing the anointing when I come. And when that anointing get on some of your people, they're going to leave here and their whole life going to be changed. I know that's worth 75,000. It's the mindset. There are those of you in this room, you don't need another book. There are those of you in this room, you don't need another course. And I'm not telling you not to take one. There are those of you in this room, you don't need to do anything else. You are enough as you are. You just don't believe in yourself in the way you're supposed to believe in yourself. And it comes out when you're talking to other people. They sense that you don't believe it.
Why is it exciting?
Because it means you have different ways to get better. There are certain things that you can figure out that you can take advantage of, right? Certain weaknesses that were exposed that you need to shore up. right? So it was exciting. I mean, it sucks to lose.
Right.
But at the same time, their answer is there if you just look at them.
Because you get the information from losing more than from winning, probably.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the answers are there when you win, too. You just have to look at them,
yeah.
Right? So it's a constant process. It's exciting when you win. It's exciting when you lose because the process should be exactly the same, whether you win or you lose. As you go back and you look and you find things that you could have done better, you find things that you've done well that worked, figure out how did they work, why did they work, how can you make it work again. And but the hardest thing is to face that stuff. So I look at it with rationale. Say, okay, well, the reason why I shot air balls is because my legs aren't there. I got, well, next year they'll be there. That was it.
Done. So many guys tell stories about your work ethic.
Yeah.
What was really your work ethic like, and for how long did you stay disciplined?
I mean, every day. I mean, since 20 years. It was an everyday process in trying to figure out strengths and weaknesses. For example, jumping ability. Now, my vertical was a 40. It wasn't a 46 or 40, 45. My hands are big, but they're not massive. So you got to figure out ways to strengthen them so your hands are strong enough to be able to palm a ball and do the things that you need to do. Quickness, I was quick, but not insanely quick. I was fast, but not ridiculously fast. Right? So I had to rely on skill a lot more. I had to rely on angles a lot more. I had to study the game a lot more. But I enjoyed it, though. So, like, from the time I can't remember when I started watching the game, I studied the game, and it just never changed.
There was a young man who tried his level best to clear his exams at university, but he repeatedly failed. And finally, he just gave up. Thinking that marriage would be the best way to make him responsible, his family got him married. After the marriage, the man took up a job as a primary school teacher, but due to lack of experience, was mocked by the students and finally removed by the school authorities in just a few weeks' time. When he returned home that day, his wife wiped his tears and comforted him. She said to him, "You can teach young kids only if you've taken formal training, or at least have some experience of teaching kids. And for you, you didn't study teaching at university, nor have you dealt with kids earlier. So how would you know how to teach kids? Don't be too sad about it. When God says yes to your prayer, He gives you what you want. But when He says no to your prayer, He has something better for you. Probably there is a better, more suitable job waiting for you out there." Gathering some hope, the man kept trying to find opportunities, and when he did finally find one, he was once again chucked out of the job due to his slowness. Yet again, his wife tried to encourage him by saying, "I'm sure there are people who are skilled and experienced at that job, and their experience comes from many years at it. As for you, you were in school trying to teach kids all this while. So how could you acquire the needed skills? Don't worry. When God says no to your prayer, He gives you something better. But when He says wait to your prayer, He gives you the best." The man kept trying his luck with several jobs, which never lasted more than a couple of weeks, at best, months. Each time, he would return back home, dejected and depressed, and his loving wife would comfort him. Never once was she disappointed or resentful. By the time the man was in his 30s, he'd found his calling and had acquired a flair in languages. He ended up being a counselor in a school for those kids who were challenged in hearing and speaking. And a little later, he opened his own school for specially abled kids. In a couple of years, he set up a chain of stores in different cities and provinces, selling apparatus and equipment for the specially abled, and went on to become a multi-millionaire. One day, the now rich man asked his wife, "When I was so negative about my own future, how could you have so much faith in me?"
Fail. That's not how it works. You know why? Because failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful. I tell people this all the time. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player in the world, he took 946 game-winning shots. 946 times since he was in high school, the ball has been in his hand to take the game-winning shot with no time on the clock. He has only made 146 of those. He has missed over 700 times, but he has made 146. You know what they write about? When you make it. They write about when you make it. So guess what? When you get through failing, 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 all you got to do is make one. All you got to do is make one.
Most people don't reach their dream.
Now, it's always a little bit frustrating to me when people have a negative relationship with failure. Fail early, fail often, fail forward.
You're here right now at this moment because tomorrow you want to be somebody greater than the person you are today. You see yourself succeeding. You have a vision. You have a dream. Congratulations. You're already 10 steps ahead of 95% of the world. Imagine if Michael Jordan was scared of missing. He would have never taken a shot. Imagine if Steve Jobs was afraid of people not liking his product. There would be no iPhone. So ask yourself this. Do you want to be a person who fears failure, or do you want to be a person who loves success? Which one? Because you're going to have to pick today. And I'll tell you one thing. One is a failure, and one is a success. And if you love success, there is nothing that can stop you. All those negative things people say will mean nothing. They're going to talk about how only 1% make it to the top. Big deal. Want to know something else? Only 1% stick with that fitness program long enough to see results. Only 1% of nerds stick with that video game long enough to get good at it. Only 1% of relationships stick it out to the end. That doesn't mean you have a 1% chance. It just means you can't behave like the 99%. You'll have to do something better than giving up a month from now. Those are just numbers. You want to talk about numbers? Take a look around you and take a good look around you.
You are in possession of a gift. You have a talent, and whatever that talent is, you can make yourself and the people around you a stronger and better place with it. But sometimes the only way to do that is to take a risk. At one point, you have got to take a leap.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com.
If you want to make that gift that you have become a reality. Otherwise, society will gladly accept you as a 9-to-5 slave working just to pay off your rent and to stay alive and to live for the weekend, which is the absolute worst way to live. If you don't jump, believe me, if you don't pursue your gift, you will live a life full of regret, and your gift, your dreams, everything that you ever had to offer to the world will die with you. From firsthand experience, I am pissed off at myself. I am pissed off, and I regret so much in my life. I can't even fathom explaining it. Not about what I've done, but what I haven't done. All the opportunities that I turned down and all the chances that I never took just because I was afraid or because I was worried about what other people think. And I officially decided to sit down. I sat down for weeks. I didn't just think of what I'm saying right now. I didn't think of it overnight. This is months. This is months of thinking. And I just sat down and I just wrote. And after comparing the randomness of death versus the chance of you failing while relentlessly pursuing your dreams versus the chance of you living a terrible life because you failed at pursuing your dreams versus just calling it a day right now and living a traditional Western world lifestyle versus everything you can think of versus absolutely everything. And I can gladly say that right now, as of this moment right here, I would rather live each day as if it were my last and take every risk possible in these sacred moments that I have on earth now to make myself as successful and happy as possible than to be sitting in my deathbed when I'm 90 years old, regretting not taking a chance and thinking about what my life could have been if I just jumped when I was 18 or when I was 15 or when I was 22, because tomorrow is not a promise. I would rather die trying to live my dreams than to live a longer life filled with regret. Life is too short and too unpredictable to live it. I've seen it firsthand. It is not worth it to live it safe, basic, and traditional. But do you know why most people choose to live that safe life over taking risks in their life? I mean, there's a pretty good argument not to. Why would you? Why would you take a risk that puts you through stress, puts your family through stress, makes you lose sleep, makes you lose time, makes you put in the extra work, makes you take ridiculous chances that are 1 to 1,000? You know, but before I even continue, the fact that I'm even sitting here and talking is astonishingly ridiculous on its own. The chance of you being born is 1 to 400 trillion. That number is so big you cannot even wrap your head around it. But okay, what I wanted to say was that the reason why people don't want to take these risks is because right now they feel like they got a lot to lose and that their current situation is relatively nice. And most importantly, right now, they are comfortable. They got used to living basic within society standards, being with their friends every now and then, being well rested. They got comfortable. And when you get comfortable, you don't want to move. And that comfort zone, I like to call it the danger zone, because this comfort zone will persuade you to stay in there for as long as possible. And it is, I know how it is. I know the comfort zone. It is so convincing. It is so hard to escape comfort. I know. And as it persuades you to stay in there, you will literally, unconsciously, see, I'm so serious when I say this, you will literally see your whole life go right by you. And the main reason that I'm serious about this now is because I am pissed off for greatness. I want to move mountains. And like Ray Lewis once said, if you're not pissed off for greatness, then you're okay with being mediocre. And I am definitely not okay with being average. And I don't think anyone should be. But anyways, to address why I'm even talking about any of this at all in the first place is because I recently got an offer to move out to Los Angeles, California to live with two other entrepreneurs as a content creator and media influencer. And it makes me sad because it's opened up my eyes to see what I truly have in store for me, what's waiting for me out there in the future. And it's just a tiny glimpse of what I'm capable of achieving within my short life. However, I doubt that I could get the right legal paperwork done in order to move to the US to work for a job such as YouTube, which is really not in control of the government. And the last thing that I want to do is to go to the US to work an illegal job as an illegal immigrant. So as of this moment, I feel like I have to pass up yet another opportunity. And it makes me feel like I just keep letting my dreams slip from my hands once more. And now that I've seen the reality of what is possible, this house in LA next to the beach on California with a huge city, great weather, and working a job that I would absolutely love and live for with people who share the exact same dream and vision.
In case of multiple failures, that we have failed 5 to 6 times, everyone. But I know that I want to achieve that thing. So I'm going for the 6th time. But the society is like, bro, tu 5 baar kar chuka hai, tu nahi ho payega tujhse. So that fear inside pulls me down. I know I want to do it.
Yeah.
I know I want to do it. I have to do it and I will do it.
Okay, bro.
But that negativity kills me.
Got it. You know, I follow Autobiography of a Yogi. A lot of my like mentality and all comes from that book and his courses. When it comes to fear, there's one thing said about fear, okay? And this applies to all kinds of fears, like fear of the dark, fear of insects. Fear is a very man-made thing. It's actually way bigger in your own mind than it actually is. When you're getting scared of something, there's a chemical reaction in your head because of a certain neural pattern. You've had some past experiences. Maybe you failed in a test, bro. Maybe you failed in a test in college or in school. And that's where people sunaud you ki yaar, ab tu fail ho gaya life mein. People sunaud you. That's a neural pattern that's formed in your head.
Okay, if you call failure a full stop, then you're dead. Mm-hmm. If you look at failure as a comma, you're fine.
Okay, bro, remember one thing. Autobiography Yogi says one line about failure, that failure and fear, both, cease to exist when you stare them in the eye. When you're failing, you're already at rock bottom. What's worse than that, dude? It's fine, now you're only gonna go up. And if you're scared of failing, when you look at fear in the eye, theek hai yaar, I'm scared of you, but I'll still come so close to you and I'll be like, okay, your fear, I'm fine. I'm looking at you in the eye and now what? What am I gonna do?
Everyone fails. It's gonna happen to you, it's gonna happen to me, it's gonna happen to everyone. Instead of sitting on your hands and saying, I can't do it again, find the courage inside of you and saying, what can I do differently?
You need to look fear in the eye, it'll stop existing. Remember that it's man-made. The biggest successes in the world have not become overnight successes. Even someone like Lionel Messi, if you follow football, he came up at the age of 17. So everyone thinks that, yaar, young umar mein he came up. Mbappe has come up at the age of 17, 18, okay? But no one sees all those training sessions they've had since they were 7 years old.
Like, it's better if you see failure early in your life. Agar aap 50-60 ke baad failure dekho, aap seh nahi kar paoge.
All your failures are setting you up to achieve what you're actually meant to achieve, bro. Just remember that. And even today, we failed so much. We failed in Beer Biceps. I think the last 2 years were a failure of Beer Biceps. Okay, fine, the Hindi channel came up, okay? But I think Beer Biceps hasn't been growing. And it's fine. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop right now, bro. It's about continuously waking up, getting up and moving forward.
When you want to say, oh shit, my life is over, Just think, how would you look to that moment when you're 67? It won't matter.
At 22, I personally thought that I've not done shit. Like, there were many people ahead of me. But I just put my head down. I was like, okay, fine. Maybe I couldn't do well in T20s. I'll do well in a test match. I'll play slowly, but I'll build up. And over time, we've reached this state. We have 40 people working at Bunk Entertainment today. Okay? But it started small. So it's fine. Fail, dude. But wake up and start small. Take that first step in that direction at least.
अगर आप 10 रिस्क लो, 9 फेल हो, एक भी पुल ऑफ हो जाना, वो एक आपके लिए 100
प्रोडक्ट
के बराबर होता है.
There would be no iPhone. So ask yourself this. Do you want to be a person who fears failure? Or do you want to be a person who loves success? Which one? Because you're going to have to pick today. And I'll tell you one thing. One is a failure and one is a success. And if you love success, there is nothing that can stop you. All those negative things people say will mean nothing. They're going to talk about how only 1% make it to the top. Big deal. Want to know something else? Only 1% stick with that fitness program long enough to see results. Only 1% of nerds stick with that video game long enough to get good at it. Only 1% of relationships stick it out to the end. That doesn't mean you have a 1% chance. It just means you can't behave like the 99%. You'll have to do something better than giving up a month from now. Those are just numbers. You want to talk about numbers? Take a look around you and take a good look around you. Are you like 99% of the people around you? If you are, then you're in the wrong video, my friend. You have to love success just as much because that's what's going to allow you to get up and go for it. Being scared to fail won't do anything. In fact, when you love success and you start going for it, guess what happens? You're gonna fail. You're gonna fail 10 times, 100 times, maybe even 1,000 times. But that's okay. Failure isn't permanent. Falling isn't permanent. You get right back up and keep going. And this time, you're gonna be stronger, wiser, and you'll be more driven than ever. And for every 10 failures, you'll land one success. You have to love success so much that you're willing to fail 10 times before you can succeed once. That's how a winner does it. I want to explain the biggest myth that most people think leads them to success. And here's the myth. You might believe if you're scared to fail, you won't fail. Lies. Biggest myth ever. And I believed it. You see, I always thought that being scared to fail in life would literally keep me from failing. I would look at the losers around me and I would say, sheesh, I never want to turn out like him. I really believed this train of thought would help me succeed. Until one day, I was walking down the street and I saw an old man. Had a hat, suspenders, and a cane. Was about 80 years old. This old man was barely walking. He could walk, but the cane helped a lot. He was struggling. So anyway, he was walking across the street and he ended up falling. So I went over to go help him. And he gets up, says thank you, and we introduce ourselves. Had a little conversation.
When I was 29, I told myself the next acting job I get, no matter what it pays, I will, from now on, for better or worse, be a working actor. So I quit my position at the Professional Examination Services, and now I didn't have either the internet or a cell phone or a job. But something good happened. I got a low-paying theater job in a play called Imperfect Love, which led to a film called 13 Moons with the same writer, which led to other roles, which led to other roles. And I've worked as an actor ever since. I didn't know that would happen. At 29, walking away from data processing, I was terrified. 10 years in a place without heat, 6 years at a job I felt stuck in. Maybe I was afraid of change. Are you? My parents didn't have much money, but they struggled to send me to the best schools. And one of the most important things they did for me is that once I graduated, I was on my own. Financially, it was my turn. But this made me very hungry. Literally. I couldn't be lazy. Now I'm totally lazy, but back then, I couldn't be. And so at 29, in a very long last, I was in the company of the actors and writers and directors I'd sought out that first year that first day after school. I was, I am, by their sides.
Have you or someone you know left the behavioral health field? Coming back has its benefits for you and Ohioans in need. We would love to have you back working at a community behavioral health center, and you could earn up to a $3,000 bonus. That's right, a $3,000 bonus. Visit mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback and restart your journey today. That's mha.ohio.gov/welcomeback.
Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.